702. Feedback.
All right, today we've got some feedback, not quite from the producers directly, but you may remember we got a WhatsApp voice note from 1V in Berea, who was concerned about a possible eviction he is facing because he can't afford to pay the full rent due to losing income as a result of COVID-19 and all the restrictions and all the issues that are around that. We've got a sectional title specialist on the line, Marina Constance on the line. Marina, a very good morning to you, and thank you so much for your time this morning.
Good morning, Bongani. Thanks so much.
I want to quickly play the voice note we received from V, and just maybe you can take us through what possible scenarios he may face, both as a tenant, but also we need to obviously think about landlords as well. Have a listen.
Hello, Bongani. Good morning. This is V from Berea. We have a crisis here. The lockdown has only led some of us to only afford half the rent. And the building management has told us to leave by Friday. We don't know. We are desperate. We don't know where. We don't have anywhere else to go. We just wanted to find out if it is lawful for them to evict us at such a time. And if not, we just wanted to ask if there is any way that we can remedy this situation. Please help us. We are desperate. Thank you, Bongani. Have a nice day.
All right, Marina Constance, what's your view? What does V do? What does his landlord do?
Well, there's always got to be a balance struck, Bongani. And at the moment, if we look at what our laws are saying, first off, there can't be an eviction if there's no court order. So you need to establish whether or not there's a court order in place, whether they've been served with papers, himself and other tenants. If there is a court order, then under the adjusted level 3 regulations that came out on the 12th of January now, basically eviction is possible. The courts, I know on the ground, are granting eviction orders, but, and there's a big but, the magistrates are granting these orders, and the magistrates got a discretion to suspend or stay that order for eviction until such time as maybe there's a less stringent lockdown period. So the things they look at are, they take into account things like with what alternatives and immediate accommodation does that person have. You know, we're looking at things like protecting health, avoiding unnecessary movement, and the needs of all people to have a roof over their head. So that's from the tenant side. They've got to take that into account. They also look at the landlord and they say, look, you know, is there a direct threat to the landlord? And for example, have there been death threats by tenants? That's been taken to be a just and equitable reason to evict. Commercially, also very tricky. I mean, we act for many landlords, and the situation does work both ways. I mean, they can also be put into a really precarious situation. But has the landlord actually sat down and chatted to the tenant about compromise or about alternative arrangements or settlement arrangements? I mean, we all have to look at that. Even the Community Scheme Ombuds Service, when they look at levies and payment of levies, they're saying in a directive, the Community Scheme Ombuds said, managing agents and trustees need to look at payment arrangements during these difficult times. And sheriffs, Bongani, sheriffs are not really inclined at the moment to execute these orders at all because of where we stand with the disaster management regulations.
So I'd imagine the bulk of what you're saying is communicate. Don't wait until it's too late. Negotiate, figure out a way to find each other. Marina Constance, we really appreciate your time there. Sectional title specialist at BBM Attorneys.